Before we got to them, most people out there unfortunately thought Zionism was a part of Judaism. Yet in reality, Zionism has hijacked the true Jewish faith, and in order to achieve its mission of regional domination, Zionism has used Judaism as a guise. So we brought forth into the light the true Jews, both individuals and organizations, fighting to defend and protect Judaism from Zionism. Contrary to what everyone expected, we brought forth the worldwide anti-Zionist sentiment from the very mouths of faithful Jews themselves. What better way to disassociate Zionism from Judaism than by the very statements of the followers of Judaism themselves? And that's precisely what we did. There was such an overwhelming amount of Jewish anti-Zionist sentiment out there that we had to devote 9 whole episodes, and trust me, we kept it short and sweet. This episode, we set out to conclusively make a final and clear distinction between Zionism and Judaism, so we bring you the grand finale to Judaism's opposition to Zionism. There is a long and well-established religious, social, cultural, and political tradition of Jewish anti-Zionist sentiment, which has opposed the destructive Zionist project right from its dark and shadowy origins. As the Neturei Karta say, thousands of faithful Torah scholars and saints have condemned this Zionist movement from its inception. And even to this very day, we still witness Judaism defending itself from the Zionist aggression as countless voices emerge into the light, further proving this point. Groups and denominations including Orthodox Judaism, the Bundes, the Autonomous, Reform Judaism, Haredi Judaism, the early and original Agudath Israel movement, the League of British Jews, Hasidic Judaism, the Satmar Hasidic Group, Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum, the American Council for Judaism, the Neturei Karta, Rabbi Amram Blau, the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network, the Central Rabbinical Congress, the League of British Jews, Jacob Israel Dehan, Conservative Judaism, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, the Shomer Emunim, Rabbi Mordechai Mitzberg, the Toldos Aharon, the Mia Shearim neighborhood in Jerusalem, the True Torah Jews, Rabbi Aharon Roth, the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem, and more rabbis than you and I can count, all conclusively regard both the rationale and territorial political ambitions of Zionism as inherently flawed and in clear opposition to the tenets of Judaism. So here's the big picture. Judaism opposes political and religious Zionism and calls for the dismantling of the Zionist state of Israel in the belief that Jews are forbidden to have their own state until the coming of the Jewish Messiah. Furthermore, the faithful and sincere followers of Judaism believe that because of the sins of the tribes of Israel, the Jewish people were sent into exile by God from the land of Israel based upon Judaic religious texts. Additionally, based upon the Jewish Talmud, they say that any form of recapture of the land of Palestine before the advent of the Messiah is a sinful and open violation of God's will. Thus, for the religious and faithful followers of Judaism, Zionism is a presumptuous affront against God. To the followers of Judaism, Zionism is apostasy. To them, the Zionist state is not a Jewish state at all. The mission of these true followers of Judaism is to reach out to our Jewish brethren who have never studied the subject of Zionism from a Torah perspective and have only been taught the Zionist side of the story. It is our hope that all of our fellow Jews will soon open their eyes, return to the Torah, and reject the Zionist ideology that replaces the Jews' age-old hope for God's redemption with a false redemption and a human-initiated state. And what do these followers of Judaism want? Well, for starters, the dismantling of Israeli apartheid, the return of Palestinian refugees, and the ending of the Israeli colonization of historic Palestine. Furthermore, they declare that the State of Israel is the manifestation of Zionism and is a colonial project that dishonors the memories of the European Jews who perished in the genocide in Europe. They also openly state that the Zionist ideology and Zionist institutions are unjust, leading to further entrenchment of an apartheid system and the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. And you think this is only a religious sentiment? Think again, because even Albert Einstein famously said, "I should much rather see reasonable agreement with the Arabs on the basis of living together in peace than the creation of a Jewish state." Apart from the practical considerations, my awareness of the essential nature of Judaism resists the idea of a Jewish state with borders, an army, and a measure of temporal power, no matter how modest. I am afraid of the inner damage Judaism will sustain. And so now you know there is a clear difference between Judaism and Zionism. As we have shown you in the last 9 episodes, Zionism has absolutely nothing to do with Judaism. And quite contrary to what the Zionist propaganda will have you believe, Zionism has no basis in Judaism. As the Neturei Karta declare, the so-called State of Israel stands rejected on religious grounds by the Torah. In fact, Zionism has hijacked the religion of Judaism. Zionism is but an evil and oppressive, secular, ethnically supremacist political venture supported by the West in order to achieve a neo-imperialistic colonialist subjugation and domination agenda. The monotheistic faith of Judaism was used only as a guise, and mind you, this is not our claim, these are Judaism's claims. As the true Torah Jews proclaim, we are concerned that the widespread misconception that all Jews support the Zionist state and its actions endangers Jews worldwide. Thus, true and faithful Jews have nothing to do with Zionism, and likewise, Zionism has nothing to do with true and faithful Jews. In 1986, the Central Rabbinical Congress declared, in reference to Zionism, "These false doctrines are compounded of atheism and anti-religious Zionism, ideologies alien to Judaism. Let them not be misrepresented to the world as Jewish." Authentic Judaism has and will continue to oppose the very existence of this blasphemous, heretical, ethnically supremacist, apartheid, neo-imperialistic, oppressive, colonialist Zionist state, Israel. To be quite honest, that's a real mouthful, but in simpler terms, it sounds a lot like the regime Heer Hitler was trying to create. As Hans Kohn, a one-time German Zionist associated with the University in Exile, declared at a 1945 American Council for Judaism conference, "The Jewish nationalist philosophy has developed entirely under German influence, the German romantic nationalism with the emphasis on blood, race, and descent as the most determining factor in human life. Its historicizing attempt to connect with the legendary past 2,000 or so years ago, its emphasis on folk as a mythical body, the source of civilization." Towards the end of this grand finale, we want to remind you of someone special. Remember Chaim Weizmann? Well, we have one last quote from his own mouth, which says it all, proving that Zionism might very well be a monster, but it's a really weak monster. It's a historical fact that even in the early 1920s, the Zionist goals were very unpopular among the vast majority of Jewish communities around the world. However, the Zionist organization with Weizmann's leadership was able to erect a powerful lobbying facade in England and the United States as if they were speaking on behalf of all Jews, and in that regard, Chaim Weizmann stated, "The Balfour Declaration of 1917 was built on air. Every day and every hour of these last 10 years, when opening the newspapers, I thought, whence will the next blow come? I trembled lest the British government would call me and ask, 'Tell us, what is this Zionist organization? Where are they, your Zionists?' The Jews, they knew, were against us, the Zionists. We stood alone on a little island, a tiny group of Jews with a foreign past." For those who know, this was the Zionist plot, hijacking Judaism. But Judaism is now fighting back hard. But that's not going to be enough. The world also needs to support and defend the followers of Judaism from the merciless attacks of the Zionists. In the long run, Zionism will be nothing but a passing aberration in the long history of the world and Judaism, but only if the just and righteous people of the world stand up to the Zionist monster and cast him away. As Rabbi Amram Blau eloquently said in his 1974 letter, "Every person in the world who believes in justice must know that the entire world will not be spared if the Zionist experiment is allowed to continue, because many innocent people will be harmed. Every person who is merciful and just must rise up and put a stop to the Zionists." Thus, for the sake of truth and justice, the world must stand up collectively to the Zionist monster Israel and its roots, the blasphemous, heretical, ethnically supremacist, apartheid, neo-imperialistic, oppressive, colonialist philosophy, Zionism. If we all stand up to Zionism and collectively defeat its evils, then as the Neturei Karta says, we hope and wait for the day when the Almighty's glory will be revealed. The earth will be full of knowledge of the Almighty, and the Almighty will be king over all the earth. Then there will be a spiritual revolution in the entire world, and the Almighty will redeem all peoples. As we say in our prayers, all the nations will become one organization to do your will with their whole heart. And in the words of the Psalms, nations and governments will gather together to serve the Almighty. In conclusion, we found that the defense of Judaism from Zionism was begun a long time ago, and it has only continued to strengthen at the hands of faithful and knowledgeable Jews all across the world. Furthermore, the Jewish anti-Zionist movement was stronger and much larger than anyone expected. Still, we are confident we did our very best and with truth and justice brought to light the countless Jewish voices, including social and political organizations, individuals, religious denominations, and even Jewish rabbis, all whom staunchly oppose and practically hate Zionism and thus oppose with their bodies and their souls the manifestation of Zionism, the Zionist monster Israel. This opposition to Zionism can even be found in Jerusalem, the very heart of the Holy Lands. As leading expert on the Haredi community, Professor Menachem Friedman concludes, it is very likely in the very near future that the Haredim, an anti-Zionist denomination, will become a majority in Jerusalem and they will gain control of Jerusalem from the social point of view. Even Jewish rabbis have said, because Zionism is out to destroy Judaism, the true Jewish people will never allow Zionism to survive. Thus, the domestic and international opposition by these Jewish voices has created a very serious problem for the Zionist monster, Israel. To the extent where, according to an article dated October 2018, in Israel the anti-Zionist ultra-Orthodox sentiment is dangerous because of the very real foreseeable possibility that in a few years Israel will not be able to defend itself from within. So here at the end, we salute all you followers of true Judaism out there standing up to Zionism. Remember, you are no longer alone in this fight. We are all with you, standing by your side in the defense of Palestine, and we will not allow Zionism to destroy Judaism. And we wholeheartedly agree in mind, heart, body, and soul with the Neturei Karta Rabbi Moshe Leib Hirsch when he courageously declared the extent of their opposition to Zionism by proclaiming, "We will not accept a Zionist state, even if the Arabs do." And so we end the grand finale with a powerful quote from the Ida's newspaper, Ha'ida. We will continue our continuous war, the days of which are the same as the days of the existence of the Zionist entity. So fear not, O righteous people of the world, together we finally got Zionism on the run. So go ahead and be our guest. But mark their words, as the sun shines bright upon the earth in the middle of a clear summer day, the Zionist monster's days are numbered, it will not last, as we all eagerly await the beautiful and divine grand finale. After 9 episodes, it is now clearly proven to all of us beyond a doubt that there are countless Jewish organizations, individuals, religious denominations, and even Jewish rabbis whom staunchly oppose and very much hate Zionism. The Jewish anti-Zionist movement is much larger than anyone expected. But we wonder, does this mean that all these seriously anti-Zionist Jewish organizations, Jewish individuals, Jewish religious denominations, and even Jewish rabbis should therefore also be called anti-Semitic? To answer that question, we got a whole other episode in store for you where we discuss the great misnomer of our modern era: being an anti-Zionist means being anti-Semitic.